I'm going to sit down and I'm going to take some notes, but if you can also write, help with taking notes in Gobby, will be good. What did I write? Updating selected drivers. Is anyone interested in working on that? Because in the past, when we've done driver updates in the kernel, that's mostly been me taking time to attempt to backport kernel, backport the drivers, and then trying to get other people to test them, and not always getting a lot of feedback. Sometimes I've had, sometimes we've had contributions from either the hardware vendor or another interested party who's done the backport, tested it on the hardware that's available to them. But it doesn't happen very often. Is there anyone who would be interested in working to do driver backports? Indeed contracting developers to work on that? No. So this doesn't look like it's a very viable option, at least for now. Can I give you a mic, or possibly that one works?
So you know there was backported drivers available on 01.org for a while, which we at Calabra were doing for Intel. And what came out of that was that, yeah, as you said in your Boff notes, it is prone to regressions and quite often it's quite painful, especially in fast-moving areas like graphics to do a backport because the kernel infrastructure threshes and churns so fast that you basically end up writing a new driver. So in a slow-moving area, you could maybe do that. I mean, I would say like, especially if a hardware vendor comes to you and says like, we actually have the hardware, we'd like it, and you get some support from them, it's viable. But other than that, I mean, even with Intel's backing, some of these occasionally older GPUs would simply stop working on a backported driver because nobody except a random end user somewhere on the other side of the world had the hardware. And we wouldn't find out until it hit them. And that was with someone the size of Intel backing the work and doing testing. So I kind of agree with what you said in the notes. It's not a hugely viable approach.
So we have new kernel versions going into the backports, the stable backports suite, usually very soon after the corresponding version goes into testing. What we don't currently have is a way to use that in the installer officially, although I was told just before I came here that that's probably going to be possible in the very near future. How's that working out? Are people using kernel from backports? Are there compatibility issues with using it with the stable user land? What are people doing to get to install systems with that kernel version at the moment?
I've been using backports kernels on a few different systems. It's not a huge sample size, but I've had no real problems. Haven't used them with the installer. I've just upgraded from backports, but haven't encountered any problems with it so far. So it seems like it's at least a good starting point.
So in that case, why did you want to upgrade to the version in backports?
I can't remember the exact details. I needed some new feature that was only available in a newer kernel, and I had to try it, so for that reason. But I didn't encounter any problems with it. It seemed to work fairly smoothly, so just to give you a small data point.
Okay. How about let's have a show of hands who's using kernels from backports on some systems. Okay. Would some of you like to speak about how that's working? I mean, if you've run into any compatibility issues, if that's working out fine, if you had difficulty installing, or everything's good. So the last option I wrote about there was adding an alternate kernel version to the stable suite. Which is something that has been tried before in the Edge and a Half release. And I've just done that again for Jesse, but only because Jesse Backports is not going to accept new uploads. Does anyone have an opinion on whether this is sensible, supportable, something we should do for something we should do for Stretch or for Buster? Or is it fine to have this do this through backports?
So let me answer that with another question. How much capacity do you have and how many more people do you require to make it viable? Because like obviously a lot of people are using backports, so there's a requirement there, or at least a desire for newer kernels. How much extra effort is it to make it a sort of first class, will actually update the kernel in stable release?
So long as the version is essentially the same, then it, so long as the version is, the backported version is essentially the same as the version in the next suite, next release, then there's very little ongoing maintenance effort needed. There's, of course, there's some to backport and remove dependencies or conflicts that might exist in the older release, but that's, you do it once and then merge changes after that, and that's in my experience that's gone pretty smoothly.
Okay, well, in that case, that would seem like a sensible approach to me. Just my opinion. Probably time for a show of hands vote if no one else has anything to say except someone does.
Given that official backports are not so official, for example, bug reports, we cannot do it in the backports. I would love to see the kernel in the stable, newer kernels in the stable.
Well, in practice, people do file bugs on the versions in backports, and I certainly treat them like any other bug report, in part because the kernel isn't really dependent on any of the libraries, any of the user space libraries that might be older in stable. So the chances of a bug being specific to the backports environment or introducing the backporting are generally very low. So bug reporting, I don't know, maybe it's possible that people are discouraged from filing bugs in backports kernel because of this.
Yeah.
General policy.
As long as we have newer kernels for the stable, it doesn't matter if I get it from backports or it's there. As long as it works, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. But it would be good to see it officially in the stable. So that's. Thank you.
Also, the backports kernel have a different kind of security support. Once you get to the backports kernel, you're forced to more often upgrade. So
yes, into stable, yes.
Yeah, so that might be interesting if we have something like go with a newer kernel, which provides Thunderbolt support, for example. I think it's available only with a more modern version than what's in Stretch. So it might be interesting to have something available which is backported from the upcoming release. Not sure if this is feasible for security support in LTS then. This might be something to consider. But if that's an option, would be great, I think.
I'm not entirely sure I understood that about the security support.
I mean, once we have it in the stable release, it will be covered by LTS, I assume.
Yes.
Yes, that would be great because the alternative is to just always update what's available in Stretch backports currently, the kernel version. You know, the situation where which I had with the Lenovo driver for hardware support, only option would be to just jump on a newer kernel version from Stretch backports, and then we are forced to always update the kernel version.
Yes, you would. You would have to keep updating until you get to until Bustra's out. At which point you're then getting backports from Buster, which would be right. More or less, that would be the same upstream base version.
Of course, but...
And I don't think we would... I think that... adding support for an intermediate version between stable, between the default stable kernel and testing and maintaining that long term, that I don't think that's viable.
Yeah. That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Sorry.
Of course.
So, I just want to ask about the three options that we have here. It seems to me that they do not conflict. I mean, we can do all of them as long as we have the resources, right? And we are yes. actually setting the priority, which one is to be done first and which one is the next. So my opinion is maybe we can have even more recent kernel versions in backports, which we do not provide the same level of security support, so that people can still enjoy using newer kernel versions. But for the stable release, because we have to provide security, so we and because we do not have, I guess we do not have in so many resources to provide enough security updates. So we stick to the same version as the next release. Just my 2 cents.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Does anyone have anything to add? Any opinions on any of the options? Or would like to work on either driver updates or alternate kernel versions is instable. The backports, I mean, that's what we have at the moment. So probably no extra effort needed there. The kernel loaded in the backport suite.
I could be interested in helping with updating drivers, but I'd like to talk to you about that after.
Okay, thank you. Well, we might as well stop here then. Okay.